Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment ?
Radio Cham. Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham ?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.
Good morning, we are students from the second sixth class. First, we'll tell you about Keturah with my classmates Liam, Charlie and Elodie. In order to raise awareness about the consequences of consumption and waste, then Maëlia will tackle the issue of a zero-waste family. Afterwards, Mogo will switch on to the tiny house in New Zealand. Last but not least, Alexandre and Lily will introduce our school projects. Hello, Liam. You're going to introduce Keturah, is that right? Where is Keturah?
Keturah is a town in the outskirts of Asunción, the capital city of Paraguay, a little and poor country of South America. Keturah is a filthy place full of trash and garbage. Her economy has been destroyed, and before, Keturah was a beautiful place with farmers' land, and now she's just a garbage dump. In Keturah, there is trash as far as the eye can see, in people's backyard, in the street, in the river. Trash has become the livelihood of the inhabitants of Keturah. Her inhabitants was ancient farmer, now they are just trash picker. The garbage literally poisoned the water. But now, trash is no more an obstacle for creativity, and peoples of Keturah are innovating with it. But I let my classmate Charlie talk about it.
Okay, so now Charlie, can you tell us about Fabio Chavez? Why was he of a paramount importance for the inhabitants?
Every problem comes with solutions. Here, Fabio Chavez brings us solutions. When he arrived, he was so astonished after he had seen all the garbage scattered around the city. He had to do something. He found a way to deal with the trash through recycling. He created a free music school where all of the instruments are made from recycling garbage. They used drain pipes for saxophones, coins and bottle caps for the keys, and even oven trays for their violins. Even the wires are recycled. And now, the orchestra that he formed can compete at a national level, even with real instruments.
So, as we're talking about Fabio Chavez, could you introduce his first violinist to us, Elodie, please? By the way, can you tell us how her grandmother helped her, too, as she seems to have a great role in her granddaughter's success?
So, the first violinist is a young teenager girl who had played violin for 2 years. Playing violin is a way to fulfill her grandmother's dream, but it's also her own way to escape reality and daydream of her perfect world. The violin she plays with is a makeshift violin out of plastic. As we say, she lives in a garbage dump where we can find trash everywhere, even in the river, which are very unhealthy life conditions.
Thank you. So I think we had enough talk about Keturah. What about the zero-waste family, Maëlia? What have they done to reduce their garbage?
Hello, Sonia. So, about the zero-waste family. In 2018, it has been 2 years since Bettina Maidman started to reduce her waste. Beyond her, it was pretty simple to stop buying single-use plastic. She started by milk cartons, then swapped out supermarket to green grocery stores, and started to use a bamboo toothbrush. Soon, she brought her kids and her husband and created Plastic-Free Hackney, a campaign against waste. She makes deodorant, cleanser, moisturizers herself at home. At the beginning, she was scared that people might think she was crazy, but she couldn't stand the idea of so much waste.
Margot, what are the tiny houses in New Zealand? Could you elaborate on the purpose of this community, please?
So, to introduce this subject, I would like to give a concrete example, which is the little family of Paula and Boyd. This couple and their 2 children have been living together in a tiny house community for a few years now. Thanks to their testimony, we can learn more about this way of life. Within this tiny house community, residents are self-sufficient in terms of food, as they can grow almost everything they need. Fruits, their own vegetables. As a result, going to the supermarket is no longer a necessity, which reduces mass consumption and pollution. One of the benefits of tiny houses is also an energy advantage. Indeed, a smaller house requires less energy to function, whether it's for the heating or for lighting. This translates to reduced energy pollution and consumption. These houses are linked to saving the planet because they are more ecological than traditional houses. Within the tiny house community, residents can be more responsible with their own consumptions and needs.
So now I ask Alexandre first, because I saw that Lily has a lot to say. What has the project at school planned to do?
So thank you. Our school has many projects. First, the school has the Zero Waste Day. It's pretty self-explanatory. We just will try our best to produce as much less waste that we can. For example, we can try to take less food and maybe take a second time if we need more, so we don't throw away food. We can also try to use every piece of paper and reuse everything that we can, so we don't throw it away. Secondly, we'll be walking to the Puy de Dôme to pick trash everywhere on this mountain.
Thank you for... Okay, now Lily, can you tell us what you thought about, please?
Yes, of course. So after conversing all together about the many documents that we had the opportunity to thoroughly study, including the ones my classmates just told you about, the whole class has come to the conclusion that we ought to do something for the planet, no matter the size of the gesture. We deemed it was and it is very important. Consequently, we have thought about something that our school desperately needs if we truly want to help the environment, this something being paper bins.
Paper bins?
Yes, we all notice the lack of paper bins in each classroom, which is mad considering the amount of paper sheets we cut or throw away daily during our lessons. Therefore, we wish to place a bag or at least a simple cardboard box so both students and professors can easily recycle the trash.
Wouldn't be that more work for the school staff?
Nevertheless, it is true that we all are conscious that it would add more work to our school's cleaning staff, which is the reason why we also would like to install what we decided to call a cleaning day each week, during which volunteers, students and professors will take out these said paper bins, thus not giving more work to our cleaning staff.
Has it been shared with anyone yet?
Thankfully, our project has been read, heard and approved by Mrs. Boussange, who you must know is a very important member of the administration.
So will the paper bins be headed in the near future?
Well, we have hope that next year every classroom will have its own paper bin so we can all lend a small hand to our lovely planet. Thank you.
We, as a class, we move from words to deeds. We can't accept that the environment is often just speeches but action. We've decided to implement actions right now, today. We can't waste time. We think it's of paramount importance that everybody realizes that they can change things.
Thank you for listening and bye.
Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment?
Radio Cham.
Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.